I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Whether they're housewives or politicians, she's known to follow them. And we removed all florals from her green room for fear she would swallow them. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kristen Doty and SE Cop now. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on President's Day with a woman who's well-versed on the state of emergency and another who often is one. My first guest notoriously does not travel well, but we flew her across country to be on this show anyway. How fun for us. From Pump Rules, it's Kristen Doty. Hi, Kristen. And she's a political commentator who once wrote that Vanderpump Rules is without question the best show on television. So here to tell us who's the Nancy Pelosi of Sir from SE Cup Unfiltered, it's SE Cup. Great to see you, SE. So happy you're here. I'm so happy both of you are here. Kristen, you missed 4 of your flights yesterday, I'm told.
3.
Okay. You got on the 4th.
Yes, I
okay.
made it. I'm here.
Okay, good. All right. Everything okay there?
It was my birthday.
It was your birthday yesterday.
It was
yesterday.
A weird.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
You
turned 36.
It was like my first like B-Day meltdown.
Okay, all right.
I pulled a full-on Stassi.
Pulled a Stassi. Okay, well, in honor of President's Day, tonight's bartender, it was your first birthday meltdown?
Yeah.
Wow. In honor of President's Day, tonight's bartender is Gettysburg Address to the Nines. It's the gay shark, is Abe Lincoln. Shark is Abe Lincoln. During Guy's Night, Sandoval brought a suitcase with a bar kit because he always wants to be ready to make a good cocktail. I can respect that. But then when some girls crashed Guy's Night, Jax and Beau felt the need to fess up to their sins, even though there weren't any sins. Take a look.
We do have a guy's night tonight. Why don't you sneak on over to the Mondrian after? We're all going to be there.
I want some titties in my face tonight.
Hey,
what's up, guys?
Can you join?
I just don't feel comfortable. Am I being a baby?
No, dude, because I get it. Jax looks like a reformed junkie in a crack house. He's just like, oh, I'm sweating.
This is a bad idea.
I have to call Brittany.
What's going on?
Peter found and met some random girls.
Girls.
Jax and I are together. We are bonded.
Bonded.
We are all about you.
Oh, Jax, the person who's cheated on every single girlfriend he's been with? Cool. I feel super comforted.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV for our first poll because we want to know, do you think Jax and Beau did the right thing in calling? Yes or no? Now, in my mind, they made it worse. What did you think, Essie?
I think it only took 7 seasons for them to figure out they might want to at least
act conflicted on camera.
Right.
Oh, and so that's what was happening. This. Like, let's
just act. It was smart of them to call, or?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Especially for Stassi.
Okay.
Like, ex-boyfriend with new boyfriend.
Right. Oh, right. Okay, so you all think it was the right thing. Wow. My judgment's up. Kristen, when Stassi was on Watch What Happens Live, she said you and Bo made out in a movie, which was really interesting to hear. Well, we found the clip.
God.
It's a 2010 movie called The Loneliness of the Long Distance Dreamer.
God.
Here it is.
Oh, God.
Is he dead?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, Lights. Kristen, how good of a kisser was Bo?
Thank God I used to drink a lot more then than I even do now, and I don't remember, but I'm sure he was wonderful.
Okay. I know you have questions for Kristen. Were you drunk when you shot the scene?
No, not yet. I was like on my way to Sir when I shot that.
Okay.
Where you worked.
Yes, Essie. Thank you for pointing that out.
That's
Essie and I are going to be unpacking stories as they break tonight. I know you have questions for Kristen and Essie, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Lala invited the girls to Solvang to unwind, and instead, one of them unraveled. I wonder who it was. Take a look.
Party's here, bitches!
Like everything legitimately.
Kristen, what if you die in a couple hours?
Just
lavender. Merlot is a basic bitch of wine. We'll take another bottle.
Crazy Kristen. She's not coming. She's here.
I don't know why Kristen would be upset about James DJing a pump for a party.
My insides just started like boiling up.
Text me from boys' night. Telling me what they're doing.
Sit your ass f***ing down right now.
Oh my God.
Kristen.
Oh
my
wow,
God.
Here we go.
They're go to bed.
Carla's texting me about boys' night.
Go to bed.
That was so trashy.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV to tell us this. Do you think Kristen is still in love with James?
Ooh.
Yes or no? S.E. Cup, what do you think?
I think Kristen is very passionate about a cause.
Okay.
And, you know, my cause is gay rights and Syrian refugees. Her cause
is James.
She's a champion for justice of those aggrieved by James Kennedy.
Right.
And she's working with lawmakers. She's going to overturn the laws.
Okay.
She's just into it.
Well, this is very interesting because the audience is split almost down the middle. Down the middle. 52, you know, it's going on. It's 50-50, basically. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Are you surprised that many people think you might still be in love with him?
Completely shocked.
You are.
Yeah, I mean, James was a rebound, not a relationship.
All right. Second, not only is Essie Cupp a brilliant conservative commentator, but as a Bravo superfan, she is one of the few people who's equally well-versed in Russian collusion and Jiggy. So here's what. It's time to get Essie's take on her favorite Bravo antics with another round of We S.E. Each Other. Okay, let's go. Essie, thoughts on everyone telling Raquel that James cheated on her? Do you think she's naive sticking by James's side?
Yes.
Okay. You think James cheated?
Yes.
thoughts on Jax and Brittany wanting to create and sell their own beer cheese?
Absolutely adorbs. Why not?
Okay, thoughts on Lisa firing James for his drunken antics at Sir? Do you think she should give him another chance because he's supporting his family? Thoughts on James's mom begging LVP for his job back?
That was really hard to watch.
Yes.
It was hard to watch. Gave me all the feels. I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted about that whole situation.
Thoughts on Denise Richards joining Beverly Hills?
Yes, but I feel like I need to see like episode 3, 4 of Denise.
Okay.
Because she's like real polite right now.
Thoughts on the dog drama between Dorit and Lisa? Whose side are you on?
Ooh, the dogs.
Okay. What are you most excited about for the upcoming season of Real Housewives of New York?
Well, I'm sure you're not gonna tell me this, but I need to meet Bethany's new boyfriend. And I need to know if he's gonna be in the mix. I need to see him.
All right, thank you very much, Essie Cupp. I'm not going
to
say a word.
I know.
Finally, Kristen may have fled from her friends in Solvang, but the subject of her relationship with Carter lingered on. Take a look.
What did I do?
Carter, hey, your girlfriend is being an embarrassment and, like,
literally fell over a table in the lobby and ran out the door. She's so
fucked up.
I'll deal with it. I'll take care of it.
I think all of us still have no idea what it was that set her into this spiral.
Carter's, like, not good for her.
No, Carter's not good for her. They're miserable. She says this every day.
If he wanted to go to therapy when she asked him, then that would be different.
Kristen's anger is misdirected. She doesn't give a about James. He's just a convenient excuse to mask her issues with Carter, which she needs to face.
Thoughts on what the women were saying behind your back?
Stassi is right and wrong. I don't give a f about James. Oops. I don't give an F about James, but my anger was not misdirected.
You do give some F about him.
I care that he constantly gets away with things over and over and over, not only just what he's done to me. It is.
Yes.
I love a good mission. I love a task. Yes.
Okay.
Carter and I weren't great, but they were just such separate issues.
Okay, here's what on next week's Vanderpump Rules. Kristen takes a break from fighting with her girlfriends about Carter to fight with Carter herself. Take a look at this sneak peek.
My issues are that you bark at me and that you raise your voice and that you cuss.
Honey, you come home and the first thing that you do is basically bitch at me for about 20, 30 minutes.
It's like your way of highway, and that's not how it works, especially when I'm running most of the shit.
Carter is a photographer's assistant. But when he's not working, I pay for everything. As hot as I think he is, I'm attracted to the drive.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. Teresa from New Jersey. Hey, I know a Teresa from New Jersey. What's your question?
I'm without the H.
Ah, okay.
I'm
so she, actually.
Oh, shoot.
What's your question, Teresa?
Sorry, Kristen, who's bigger below the belt, Tom, Jax, or James?
Ooh!
Carter.
He wasn't a choice.
Okay, you guys, like...
It's a great question.
James is not the answer. Jax, I don't remember, so I will give it to my wonderful friend Ariana's boyfriend, Tom Sandoval.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's go to a quick call. Natalie from Hartford. Hey, Natalie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, Essie, I would love to know what the biggest Bravo-related argument you've ever gotten into with your BFF Meghan McCain is.
Oh, I will tell you.
What?
Because, and you know, I love her, but earlier on in our relationship, we text all day. I would have to stop her from texting me during, because I don't want to talk about it while it's happening.
Okay, you want to talk after.
I need quiet silence.
You need immersion.
It's my church.
Yes.
I need silence, and then we can talk about it afterwards.
I love you. Maggie T emailed, Kristen, thoughts on James's mother criticizing you and Katie on social media? She called you out as a single white female and for abusing her son.
Oh. I think James's mom should stay off social media like someone else that, you know, you talk about pretty often.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some people should stay off social media. And as much as I don't want to defend James at all, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So it's the only time I feel like this much bad for him.
S.E. Robin Krinick 1 wants to know if you think Mike Pence would be a better or worse president than Donald Trump.
Oh, there was very little daylight between the two. Different worse.
Right.
Different worse and different better. But,
interesting.
Yeah,
interesting. Let's go to the phones. For Kristen, we have Ollie from Virginia Beach. Hey, Ollie, what's your question?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Andy. Just want to say I'm a huge fan.
Thanks.
My question's for Kristen. We saw Carter posted today on social media, but not on your birthday. What is you and Carter's current relationship status, and are you guys fighting?
Okay, you know what? Honestly, I bleed out for the show. Like, I show every single second of everything. And so for this, I'm just going to have to say, like, we're figuring it out. It's really, especially if you want to talk about, like, what's happening today, like, the show airing and what's been going on in our relationship for the past, you know, year or more. Like, we're figuring it out. So we'll let y'all know when we get to that place.
Okay. Doesn't sound promising. The Kiana Fulton wants to know, Essie, of all the housewives, who are your top three?
Oh. My three favorite children? LVP.
Okay.
I'm a big Luann fan. And I gotta go Shannon. I mean, you don't get more bang for your buck with Shannon.
Okay, good. I like it. Yeah. LVP, Shannon, and Luann. I'm down with that. Essie, do you think Jax truly has changed for the better, or will he eventually go back to his old ways? Lily G texted us.
I'm really hopeful for those two. I really am. I think this might be... They might be on the road to happiness here.
Mayor Cognito wants to know, how did Kristen feel watching the episode and seeing how Katie treats her, like telling Carter that she's an embarrassment?
Yeah, Katie, that wasn't cool. Jeez, girl. No, but I know with all the girls, like, all of their opinions, it's all coming from a place of love. I just want them to all maybe have the delivery like Brittany has.
Okay, let's go to Annie from Philly. Hey, Annie, what's your question?
Hi, how you doing, Andy?
Great.
And congratulations, Mazel.
Thank you.
On the baby. I just want to ask Essie, since your name's Cup,
no.
I hope you're here to spill some tea.
Okay.
Okay. I would like to know, out of the politicians, which one is most like James Kennedy?
Which politician is most like James
Kennedy?
Where I
thought that was going.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was going somewhere.
Yeah, that's not where I thought that was going to. Is there a politician like James Kennedy?
God.
Like Kanye?
Gosh, I haven't come across one that bad. I will say, retired senator, I will not say the state, once under the table, hand on my leg.
Wow.
One of those, like, showed up to work drunk, that kind of thing. There's there's that level, but there's not, like, JK.
All right. It's game time, everybody. Since Essie Cup loves Bravo, and Kristen is... Oh, apologies, folks, but I am being informed that we have some breaking Bravo news. Essie, I'm going to read you some Bravo headlines.
Okay.
Like, I am the weather girl subbing at the anchor desk. You will decide if each story is real or fake. If you're incorrect, my broadcast intern here, Kristen, will yell one of her iconic lines in your face. It's time for Bravo Fake News. Let's go. Los Angeles man cheats on his girlfriend while an old frail lady is in the room.
Oh, that's real.
That is real. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
Woman tells her friend her vagina is like the Lincoln Tunnel.
That's real.
Yes, it is. Oh, no, that was not real. It was it was the Holland Tunnel. Kristen?
That is so tricky.
Yes.
Okay. No one here even likes you.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Kristen. All right, here we go. Woman jumps into a hot tub naked and pops her breast implant.
No, that's fake.
That is fake. All right, here we go. Woman stabs her own hand with a knife while on a Mexican vacation.
True?
Dorinda Medley, thank you. Woman accuses her friend of doing cocaine in her bathroom at a dinner party.
Well, she asked, but yeah.
Yes,
she asked,
thank
if
you
anyone
very
was
much. That was Lisa Rinna. Two California women fight after one is 54 minutes late to the other's Botox party.
Oh, yes, I think that's real.
The Botox party was not real.
Shoot!
Kristen?
I want nothing to do with you. You are disgusting.
This is so good.
Okay, here again. Iconic, iconic. Okay, employees help a woman climb out of a bush after she tripped and fell into it.
Yes.
That is Countess Luann.
All right. That's my girl.
One more. Woman threatens to kill her friend after she called her husband a dork and a twerp.
Yeah, that was Emily, yeah.
Yes, that is true. Thank you very much. Love it. Oh my gosh.
Cute.
Kristen, Brandy G with a lot of numbers after said, do you think all the girls ganged up on you in Solvang?
It felt like they did when we were in Solvang, but like when I watched it back, again, it's just like, oh God, I have to defend them because I know they love me and they're going off of like months and months of stuff I've told them. But I just think their delivery sucks sometimes.
Right.
Handle me with like a little bit of kid gloves. Like,
suck a dick is what you would like to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was really.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
Yes, I'm quoting you.
That was mine. Yes.
It's time it's for good. My mazel of the day. It goes to the Kardashians, who have all filed paperwork to trademark their children's names, which I thought was a really good idea. You know, sorry, Elton John, but Benny and the Jets is going to pay for Benny Cohen's college. Just so you know. That's my plan. Our jackal goes to our friend James Kennedy, who in his return to Guy's Night had a kind of strange reaction to something very, very ordinary.
We go to pizza? Is it cheese pizza?
Yeah, it is.
Yes!
Okay. Here's the thing. Say what you want about James Kennedy, but the boy really knows how to sell an Italian carb.
It's all about the pasta.
Yes. I want to thank Kristen, Essie, and the Gay Sharks. It's like dry January or something. We're talking about the fact that I am never drinking when Kristen is on the show, which is so crazy. We are here with Kristen from Vanderpump Rules and Essie Cup from Essie Cup Unfiltered on CNN behind the bar. It's the Gay Shark as they blink. You know, Kristen, it was your birthday yesterday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We thought your birthday was today, and so we got you something, and it doesn't matter because it was yesterday, so it's still your birthday season.
I'm really celebrating my birthday today. I didn't really celebrate yesterday with all my missed flights. You know?
Well, we wanted to celebrate your birthday today with some of your friends, so take a look.
Happy birthday, baby girl. I love you so much.
Happy birthday, bestie.
Happy birthday, Kristen.
Here are my two favorite photos of you.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Kristen, I know you're my ex, but happy birthday, and I wish you the best.
Hey, Kristen, happy birthday.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Hey, Kristen, just want to say happy birthday.
You're a friend for life. Love you. I love you.
Hi, Kristen. I just want to wish you a happy birthday. I know we haven't always gotten along, but I send you lots of love on your birthday. And also, I know you just watch Housewives, and Pandora told me you sent a very heartfelt message, so I thank you for that.
You know this is a time. These are the best days of our lives.
Yes. Happy birthday, Kristen.
It could have been better.
Very good. Cry a little bit.
That's that was nice. So sweet.
Amazing.
John Legend, I mean. That was really sweet.
So the Vanderpump Rules, so Team Vanderpump Rules played John and Chrissy on Celebrity Family Feud yesterday.
Sure
Who played from Vanderpump Rules?
It was the Tom family. Lisa, Tom, Katie, Ariana.
Oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Trent from Baton Rouge. Hey, Trent, what's your question?
My question is for Kristen.
Okay.
I just want to know if she felt bad at all for James when he opened up about financially supporting his mom and all his other family issues.
Absolutely not, actually. I thought you were going to say something else. I'll say that I felt bad for him when I see what a terrorist his mother is, but we all support our families, so I don't feel bad for him.
Okay, can you be clear? Let's go to Carly from Ohio. Hey, Carly, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Mazel tov on the baby. My question is for Essie. Hi. If you could interview any Bravo celebrity, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Andy Cohen, number one. Number one. Because, I mean, I don't want you to get, like, a big bigger head. You really changed television. And I know that's a big thing. And I don't know what I would do without Bravo, honestly. Oh. I don't know what I would do. It's my escape, it's my getaway, it's my vacation. And I have 1,000 questions about how you did it.
Well, I look forward to sitting down with you
one day.
And I will say, when I met Chrissy Teigen for the first time,
yeah,
that was exactly what she said to me. She was like freaking out. Brittany and I, she met, and she said, thank you for being the escape. Thank you, Bravo, totally, for being the escape.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hear that so often.
I think, like, my generation grew up on soaps and stuff, and I didn't watch soaps.
Right,
that wasn't my deal.
That's what I always say about the Housewives, that they've replaced the soap opera.
No, totally.
Let's go to Cheryl from Charleston. Hey, Cheryl, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, and congratulations on the birth of your son. I was so excited.
Thank you. Me too.
You are very welcome.
Thanks.
My question is for Miss Kristen.
Okay.
Miss Kristen, not only have I watched you grow, I am 55 years old, and from just experiencing some life, I saw you sitting in your bed eating spaghetti so sad after you were after you found out that you were not invited, getting all primped and dolled up to go to the party. And sometimes you've grown from that old, from being a younger Kristen to now. And I wonder sometimes.
Did you see tonight's episode?
Yes. And okay. And bottom line, and I did. And the reason why I'm saying that is anytime it is James or Kristen or Sir Lisa somehow, it's almost like Kristen has never been fully brought back into the fold, almost, so to speak, of Sir. Is that what tips her to the point where cocktails is what she goes for to kill the pain?
That got a little darker.
Set her off again.
But I think what she's asking is, like, is it because Lisa's giving James multiple chances and not me?
Yes.
Is that why James is my tipping point or my trigger?
Yes. Okay. And
okay. So, I would say like 70% no, but yeah, like 30% yeah. That definitely pisses me off. So when I hear that he does get the chances, like what happened in Solving. When he got rehired at Pump, like, why does it affect me? Well, I mean, I like to go to Pump. I remember when Pump first got its olive trees in. I've been around for a long time. So that is definitely part of it. But it's mostly just the way James just treats everyone consistently over and over and gets away with it. And none of us, not even Jax, has gotten away with that.
All right, let's go to Kim from Georgia. Hey, Kim, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. It's for Essie. If Trump was a housewife, what would his tagline be?
Oh my God. He tweeted something early on that was such a perfect tag. It was something like, I'm president, so you better listen to me. It was like something like that.
I mean, he has said before, like, I'm president and you're not.
Right.
Would probably be a good tagline.
Yeah.
Sad.
That's the
I want to thank Essie. Oh, wait.
Yes,
sorry.
Not yet.
Oh my God, you both brought something? That is so nice of you. Thank you. James and Raquel gave me an edible arrangement.
That's nice. That was heartfelt and hard work. These are James May originals.
Oh my God, these
just
are
just for you.
Grateful Daddy.
Oh.
I gotta tell you something. This is a great shirt.
Oh.
Wow.
We did it just for you.
You did?
Yeah.
Should sell these. You could sell.
If I could work out that Grateful Dead part and get away with it, I would, you know.
No, but why is this their copyright? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. We just worked with it.
And, Grateful Baby. Oh. I love it. This is amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
So love you.
So happy for you.
I love this. Thanks. This is great.
I also went
the baby route.
Oh my God, thank you.
Oh. He needs a lot of them.
This is so exciting.
I know it.
Oh, yeah, I know. They spit up. resting poop face. Wow, he can fit in this right now. Thank
yep.
you.
Okay, sure.
Oh, little I Love New York with the pretzel. Oh, I love
that's
it.
That's for a couple months later, and then.
Yes, oh, B is for bagel. I love it. Thank
so,
you.
Those are so
thanks,
cute.
Guys. Yeah, thank thanks, you. Everybody, for more. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying,
lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.